Hello and welcome back to another episode of Environmental Podcast by the biology students of Grade 10. I am Rania, your anchor for today. So, our topic today is non-biodegradable plastics. First, I'd like to ask Alice more about non-biodegradable plastics.
One of the widely used substances in the world is plastic, where non-biodegradable plastic are produced more than 78 million tons every year in one industry. It is used in form of bags and bottles, which can lead to environmental issues. So many countries are trying to reduce the use of non-biodegradable plastics to reduce harmful effects.
So Alice, can you tell us the difference between biodegradable and non-biodegradable substances?
Biodegradable substances can break down naturally, which means they are most likely harmless. However, non-biodegradable substances like rubber and some chemicals do not degrade easily.
So Alice, can you tell us some advantages and disadvantages of using biodegradable plastics?
So it reduces the carbon dioxide levels. According to researchers at the University of Bath, have created plastics that it only uses sugar and carbon dioxide, so no longer CO2 emissions is necessary for refinement. Also, biodegradable plastics can broken down naturally by occurring bacteria that even reduces greenhouse gas emission levels. As biodegradable plastics do not require CO2 in manufacturing process, the greenhouse gas release will not occur during the decomposition. So when they begin to break down, bacteria in the soil begin to consume the components, which leaves less waste and reduce the pollution. But the non-biodegradable plastics can damage the earth, such as blocking the water drainage channels, causing waterlogging of soil, or it may be eaten by animals and block their digestive system to cause more severe problems. Most importantly, it takes forever to decompose. So according to WWF, plastic takes at least 200 years to fully degrade, where it is usually recycled to produce new items, but not all the types can be recycled. In addition, the cost and energy during decomposition is actually more harmful than the benefit you get after the plastics are being recycled. But the usage of plastics are too convenient and cheap for people to consume, so it causes problems in both aquatic and terrestrial ecosystems.
So now let's ask Yeji Yun, another grade 10 biology student, to tell us more about aquatic ecosystems and how they're affected by non-biodegradable plastic waste.
Over 300 million tons of non-biodegradable plastic are produced every year for use in a wide variety of applications. At least 14 million tons of non-biodegradable plastic ends up in the ocean every year, and it makes up 80% of all marine debris found from surface waters to deep sea sediments, and this causes many problems. The way that plastics get into the ocean by wind is that many single-use plastic items are lightweight. These are easily blown by the wind while being transported to landfill sites and then end up on the streets, in waterways, or in drainage systems. Plastic rubbish can also be blown out of overfull roadside bins and landfill sites themselves. The other way that plastics get into the ocean is littering. When plastic rubbish is not properly disposed of and discarded on the streets, it can be blown into canals, rivers, and drainage systems. Also, when plastic goes down the drain, it is able to reach the ocean. Many of the products we use daily are flushed down toilets, including wet wipes, cotton buds, and sanitary products. Microfibers are even released into waterways when we wash our clothes in the washing machine. They are too small to be filtered out by wastewater plants and end up being consumed by small marine species, eventually even ending up in our food chain. So when the plastic gets into the ocean by these routes, there are some problems caused by those, which is that there are many health hazards and killing to water species, and also humans are affected by plastic in oceans. Firstly, many health hazards and killing to water species occurs. It is known that 81 out of 123 marine mammal species are known to have eaten or been entangled in plastic. And also, it is estimated that 56% of the planet's whale, dolphin, and porpoise species have consumed plastic. They eat plastic because when the plastic bags are ballooned with water, it can look a lot like squid or other prey to the seals and marine mammals that hunt them. And consumption of small plastic particles creates digestive issues in marine animals. In fact, the plastic debris in the ocean disturbs the life cycle of fishes and other water mammals. If not leading to death, still intestinal injuries occur, which is also damaging the food chain of the entire ecosystem. Also, there are something called ghost fishing. Ghost fishing is what happens when old fishing gear is lost or abandoned at sea. It gets dragged around the ocean by currents and storms, killing fish and damaging marine habitats. Every year, it kills over 136,000 sea mammals.
This is an example that shows the marine animal is dying because of non-biodegradable plastics. This is what actually happened in 2019. A pregnant sperm whale was found dead on a beach in a resort town on Italy's island of Sardinia.
When scientists cut open her womb and stomach, they found a dead baby whale and nearly 50 pounds of plastic waste jammed into her belly. The plastic was filled more than two-thirds of her stomach. They could also see the remains of some of the squid she'd eaten, but the nutrients from that food likely never made it into her bloodstream because her intestines were blocked by the morass of plastic waste. The other problem of non-biodegradable plastic is that humans are also affected by plastic in oceans. Usually, humans love to eat fishes and other seafood and delicacies worldwide. However, the ingestive issues of plastic by marine species when consumed by humans also promote health hazards. Seafood choked and died due to plastic debris, even intoxicated the entire body. Thus, infected fish when eaten causes health problems. The increase of certain cancers, ulcers, and birth defects, weak immune are somewhat found more in people now. New types of microorganisms, viruses are also germinated, promoting to deadly and untreated health issues.
Thank you, Yeji. Now, let's ask Wendy Cho, tell us about how the terrestrial ecosystem is affected by non-biodegradable plastic waste.
Plastic pollution poses a bigger threat to the plants and animals who are based on land than the world's oceans. As the scientists have been focused on non-biodegradable plastic contamination research on aquatic ecosystems for the last decade, there are very little information about the effects of non-biodegradable plastic on plants. The information only allows to hypothesize the effects of plastics on terrestrial ecosystems. One of the hypothesized effects of plastics on terrestrial ecosystems is altered soil structure. Non-biodegradable plastics can be viewed conceptually as a soil physical contaminant. Indeed, plastics have led to lower soil density. Plastics have been shown to create channels for water movement, leading to increased water evaporation, which may end up as soil drying. Plastics can also affect soil biota, such as earthworms, or change soil biophysical properties, including soil aggregation and bulk density. The second hypothesized effect is in soil microbial community and root symbionts. Plant performance depends heavily on soil biota and their diversity, in particular on root colonizing microbes. If plastic causes changes in soil structure, these could influence microbial communities in soil, potentially affecting mineralization rates and communities of root colonizing symbionts. Chemicals and plastics that leach into soil can also impact food value chains and lead to health implications. The last hypothesized effect is accumulation. Plastics cannot get into plant cells. However, they do accumulate on tips of roots and along the surface up the root, which could bode well for future cleanup of contaminated environments. It may change plant traits, such as increased nitrogen content in leaves during the photosynthesis and root colonization, but the accumulation does not occur in root crops like carrots.
Solving this global issue by converting completely to biodegradable plastics is impossible. For example, in the case of disposable bags, we as consumers can switch those of reusable plastic or plant-based eco-products. This would majorly reduce the consumption of non-biodegradable plastics. Polythene waste is now also recycled for industrial purposes by firms and businesses. It is used to make items such as car seat covers, sports shoes, headphones, and even bridges. Another method of controlling the use of plastic, most commonly plastic bags, is through government intervention. Imposition of a plastic bag fee, also known as plast tax, can control this problem. This is also introduced in Ireland in 2002. And it led to a cut in the consumption of single-use plastic bags from 1.2 billion to 230 million a year. Furthermore, the revenue raised funded other environmental projects by the government. We can reduce the reliance on them through eco-friendly alternatives too. Let's change ourselves today for a brighter tomorrow.